All right, we're on the first week, the official week of a new year, new decade also, 2020. It's already January 2nd. Have you started your resolutions? Are you going to keep them this year? Do you have your goals in place? Are you getting out of your own head? Are you an emotional person? Biggest mistake people make is reacting off their emotion. When I say getting inside your head, I mean, get out of your head, get out of your emotional thinking. Don't respond emotionally, the biggest mistake people do. I've been guilty of it. I'm a changed person now. I know better now. You rear yourself back. Do not respond off emotion. If you're upset with something, someone, worst thing to do, don't be a lead foot or a trigger happy person. Don't go pull the trigger on people. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about any type of armed weapons. I'm talking about trigger happy people that jump and do things off of emotion. Don't be a lead foot. Don't go way above your emotions and your thinking because you're high off emotions and doing things that are just not okay. And a normal you would never do. Get out of your own head. Quit working off your emotion. When you feel yourself getting emotionally spent, emotionally, you're going to be trigger happy, lead foot, you're going to work off your emotion. Stop yourself for a second. Find a project, a hobby. Get something within, you know, regardless, put something in your purse with stress balls. I've even seen adults like little video games, you know, on their phone or the little handhelds. Take it from your kids, put it in your purse. Men, put it in your car, put it on your person, you know, whatever. Reach for something that's going to get your mind off of your emotions, get out of your head, quit reacting disrespectfully and maturely. I'm just going to say flat out, don't destroy your reputation. Don't destroy your own respect, self-respect, by responding in an acting irrationally, but most importantly, do not respond. I'm so passionate about this because it's the truth. Do not respond off your emotions. I'm just going to say 2020 is a new year. Don't respond off your emotions. Get off of the lead foot. Get off the trigger happy. Get out of your head. That, I'm telling you flat out, is the most self-gratifying thing to ever do for you, is to grow and evolve. But you're an adult, right? So you're more mature than that. Hold yourself at that totem pole level I was talking about. And I'm telling you, you will be a happier person. Your self-love, self-respect is going to go through the roof. Totem pole doesn't even exist. You're way, way surpassed that. Do not do that. So many people doing that off of emotion. So I'm telling you, it's the worst thing you could ever do. When you feel like you're going to do it, okay? Rear yourself back. Find a different hobby. Don't give in to people either. You know, people will just beep, beep, beep. They'll find buttons on you, literally, because this is just how this day and age and people are. I'm telling you, it's contributed to people aren't getting enough exercise. They're not eating right. They're too much on electronic devices, doing this, doing that on social media. You know, I'm Facebook free. I've been Facebook free for months now. I will never go back. God honest truth, I don't think I ever for the rest of my life. I don't miss it. There was nothing good I felt out of it. It's just nothing but everybody getting everybody's business. All it is a gossip rumor mill. Get off of social media. Take that time. Put it into yourself of improving the person in the mirror to a better you this year, starting today, right now, this very second, than you were last year, a year before, maybe your entire life. You will thank yourself and all the time you have on your hands. Spend it with loved ones. Spend it with your fur baby. Spend it with your children. Spend it with a passion. Do or you're going back to college as well, or you have a new venture, business venture you're going through. Spend your time wisely. Get off the social media. It's doing you no justice at all. Nothing at all. It's not what you think it is. It's not. But you know what? I got 8 things to quit in 2020. They're the top 8 things in my mind, I believe, that you need to stop doing. We all need to stop doing. Most importantly, you back there hiding in the corner, I need you to come up here. That's right. Because you think you're exempt, and all of you also, and you, get up here because you need to listen to this. Because these are 8 things you need to quit doing in 2020 to be the best version of yourself that you will ever be in your entire life. Quit trying to please everyone, first of all, okay? Learn to please yourself. Be happy with number one you. Don't fear change. I always say change is inevitable. You cannot roll with the punches, roll with change. You will never survive life, and that's a God-honest truth. Number three, quit living in the past. Your past is the past for a reason. Your past does not define you as a person right now. And the hell with people. You know what people that want to judge you for your past? Here, see them? Remember the people on my shoulder I said that people act like that? Ding! Don't worry about them. They don't mean anything to you. Don't mind. Those aren't your kind of people. People who judge you from your past, they just don't want to see you succeed right now in the present because they know you're a better, bigger person than that. You've changed. You've grown, evolved. But most importantly, you matured and you're happy. Don't worry about people. And don't worry about your past. Leave it there. It's the past for a reason. You're in 2020, not whatever day, age, and time you think you're in because you're not. Number four, overthinking. I don't even need to say any more on that. Same thing. Get out of your head. Quit working off emotion, overthinking, analyzing everything. Sometimes in life, you just need to go with the flow. Being afraid to be different is another, that's a big one. Those who have left the biggest legacies of their entire life were the ones that were truly unique, truly different, and went by the beat of their own drum. They didn't follow cliques. They didn't follow people. They didn't feel like they had to put on a, you know, try to be this person that they're not. Unless, of course, you're Pammy and Timmy or your baby BB, then that's a different story because you are a character. But don't be afraid to be different. Sacrifice your happiness for others is a big hell no in 2020. Do not sit there and take on the world for other people because they're unhappy. Because I'm telling you right now, you have to be happy with yourself in the mirror first before you'll ever be able to make any of those people happy or to even try to make them happy. You got to be happy and 1,000,000% happy and comfortable with you, the person in the mirror, before you can make anybody in your life happy. That includes even if you think you're going to Vegas and you think you're going to make the Chippendales happy or the guy, I can't believe it's not Butter. I can't, you still think Fabio. You're not going to make him happy either if he calls you up and asks for a date. You're just not good. You have to be happy with yourself first. Thinking you're not good enough, doesn't it go with the point of being happy? You know what? Have some self-love and self-respect. If you don't like something about yourself, change it. Quit walking around, looking in the mirror. I don't like this about myself. Quit being so negative and harsh and critical on yourself. No one's perfect. You are truly unique because that's the way God made you. Truly unique. You're never going to look like anybody else in the world unless, of course, you're a twin. And still, there's things that make you unique as a twin as well. Don't ever think you're not good enough for anything or anyone. If somebody treats you less of a person that you deserve to be, you know what? You just take those people on your shoulder and you just go, ding, because they ain't worth your time. And those aren't your kind of people because you're way up on that totem pole. Don't forget it. Don't put yourself and don't allow people to put yourself back down on the ground level because you, this is a new year and you deserve the best. Lastly, eight things to quit doing or things to change in 2020. Don't ever think in this world lifetime that you have no purpose because it's a fact. It's not that I believe it's a fact. Everyone in this world has a purpose. Everyone in this world has a calling. I think it truly takes time for you to take time and be your own best friend. And sometimes that means taking time out for yourself, whether it's short period or long period, to find out truly what you are passionate about and your calling. And whether that's career driven or it's volunteer work or it's building, you know, your inner circle, whatever it may be. Take the time this year. Realize your purpose. Realize your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. Take time out. Make this the best year yet for 2020. Make sure to take that important time out for you.